Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, or growing one, or trying to get rid of one. Whatever, wherever you are on the time continuum of business ownership, we've got something that will help you there, and including the outstanding work that Lee Branham has been depositing with us now for the last half dozen years as he's been a member of our Brain Trust, especially in the area of keeping our employees and keeping them happy and keeping them engaged, productive, and Lee, having a sense of well-being, right?
Exactly right.
And that's one of that's your sixth thing on the list of six drivers of employee engagement. The sixth one is well-being. Talk to us about that. What does that mean?
Well, it really has become more important in the last 4 years since the crash of the economy, because more companies have had to let people go and more people are doing the work of two people. So there's a much higher degree of burnout right now.
I think you may have been with me. I think we may have both done this, but I predicted this 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could see it coming a mile away, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so the issue is, what is the attitude of you that you have as a leader of your business? Are you going to burn people out and replace them, or are you going to decide to sustain the people that you have to avoid the turnover costs and to get higher productivity out of the people that you have? So it comes down to some pretty basic decisions. I mean, for example, like Outback Steakhouse, they had assigned five tables per wait staff, you know, and they realized that the employees were overwhelmed. They couldn't take care of those five tables. So they bit the bullet and they said, it's going to cost us more, but we're going to reduce the number of tables each waiter has to take care of, and we'll hire one more person per restaurant to do it. And they dropped their turnover costs and they increased their customer satisfaction.
Right.
Because
it turns out it wasn't an expense decision, it was an investment decision.
It was an investment decision.
Let me tell you something. This part we're talking about right now is the part that a lot of politicians don't understand about how our economy works.
Right.
And I don't mean to get political, but this is the part that they miss. That in a free market economy, we have the ability to grow ourselves out of challenges, to perform our way out of challenges. And that's what Outback did. They had a challenge, and instead of going the other way, they chose to sort of engage, as you might say, this challenge and do the right thing, and it turned out to be an investment for them.
Well, it turned out to be the best thing for the business. In other words, you're looking at short term, you're saying, well, cutting costs is paramount. Well, sometimes cutting costs is not paramount. What's really paramount is serving the customer well and retaining your employees. So it's a little bit too short term focused.
Because to cut costs presumes that you can't increase revenue, that you can't grow the opportunity by doing a better job.
Exactly right. So it's just looking at half the equation when you're looking at it that way. And we can get so obsessed with cost that we forget about the impact that it's having on our people and therefore the impact it's having on our customers.
Right. So what are some other things on well-being?
Well, benefits is one of them. Another reason well-being has become more important in the past few years is because so many companies have cut benefits. And, you know, obviously you can't continue to afford to offer the same kind of rich benefits you did in the past, but the way successful companies are adapting is that they're finding unusual things that don't cost as much. For example, the company that scored the highest on well-being in our most recent research was a company that decided that the thing that they needed to do was offer different things, like bringing people from the local community college in to meet with parents of high school age kids and mentor them about how to get your kids in the right college, and how to prepare and pick the right college, how to apply for scholarships. It doesn't cost a lot of money to have people from the local college come in and have an evening session like that for your parents. But it shows that you care. You're thinking about unusual ways to help them have better lives as people.
And that could also be being flexible with work hours.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal right now, too, with all the different family situations people have. You know, you and I are at the age we're the sandwich generation now. We're not quite through raising our children, but we're already starting to take care of our elderly parents, and so those are family scenarios. You got single parents, you got single parent women who have extra challenges dealing with the job and the work.
Yeah.
And the children. I mean, you got sick folks that people are taking care of. I mean, those are things. You know what we're talking about? We're just talking about being human, aren't
exactly.
we?
Exactly.
Isn't that what this is?
Empathy for your people.
Yeah, being human. And don't ever let any politician tell you. Don't let them make you believe that businesses don't do this. Some don't. A lot do. And I'll tell you what, Lee, and you know this as well as I do. Small business owners wrote the book on this.
Yeah, I agree.
Small business owners wrote the book on being human with their employees. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Lee Branham after these messages. Lee, give us your website quickly, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
All right, so check that out. The book is called Reengage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't ask me why. None ever seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.